You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone had a great week, and I hope you all found time to pray to Jesus. On today's show, we are going to be speaking about accepting who we are and what that means to us as Christians. I will also be talking with Gary Schneeberger, the assistant to the president of Focus on the Family, a wonderful organization doing incredible work across the globe. And of course, I'll be playing some of my music, and as we do every week, we'll be talking about prayer, because to me, there is nothing more important than prayer. And if we truly want to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all of our troubles and we want Him to handle them, we can only do that through prayer. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we will get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was don't live in the past, and how the Lord wants us to live in the present, never regretting the things we have done, as long as we seek His forgiveness, and how we must forgive those who we may be holding a grudge against for something they did or said that hurt or harmed us in some way. Today's topic is accepting who we are. Now, what do I mean when I say accepting who we are? Well, very simply, each of us has been blessed with talents and attributes by our Lord. And yes, each of us has things that we may not like about ourselves. But whatever our shortcomings may be, they are part of who we are. And for that reason, we need to learn the principle of accepting who we are. Because as Christians, we believe that we are God's children. In doing so, we must accept ourselves the way God does, just as we accept our own children if we are parents, and how our parents accepted us. Unfortunately, we allow the world around us to blind us from seeing our strong qualities and only what we perceive as our weaknesses. We've all heard someone say, so-and-so has that gorgeous home and drives that luxurious car, or so-and-so has such an incredible job traveling all over the world and makes unbelievable money. When we think that way, we don't appreciate the home we have, the car we drive, and the job we have. Those types of thoughts will lead us to not accepting who we are. In the Bible, it says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." This Bible verse supports what I am saying, that as Christians, we need to appreciate all the Lord has granted us and not dwell on what others have that we do not. Accepting who we are and appreciating what we have and what the Lord has given us is what every Christian needs to do at all times. Understanding how important it is to be thankful to our Lord for all we have is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is accepting who we are. Each of us has been blessed with many qualities and talents. We can't take them for granted, but you know, too often, many of us do. When we allow ourselves to focus on what we don't have, what others have that we do not, we are not accepting who we are, and that does not please our Lord. When we do something nice for someone, do we like it when they're appreciative and thankful? Of course we do. And I'm sure we would not be happy if all they did was to complain about what we didn't do that they wanted. Well, it's the same way with our Lord. Let Him know how much we appreciate what we do have, and let Him see us as accepting who we are. The first song I'm going to play today is called Lead Us, Lord, Back to You. When I wrote this song, I've thought of how many people have abandoned the Lord and do not have Jesus in their hearts. For many years, I was one of those people because I didn't find Jesus until 2010. And when I did, it changed my life. But there are many people in the world who I believe want the Lord in their lives, but they don't know how to go about it. My song is a plea for the Lord to reach out to us all and help bring us back to Him. Please listen now to my song, Lead Us, Lord, Back to You.
There are days when we feel down, at times we are lost, and soon we drift away. We run to where we are called, as the pressures grow.
We'll be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. That's LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show, your profit.
Now I would like to introduce Gary Schneeberger, Assistant to the President at Focus on the Family, a wonderful organization doing amazing work across the globe. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I am doing wildly well, Art, so thanks for having me.
Well, that's great, and it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Gary, let's start by having you tell us about Focus on the Family and what your organization does.
Sure. Thank you for this opportunity. Focus on the Family is a ministry that for 48 years, we'll celebrate our 50th year in 2027, has been helping families thrive. But more than that, we've been helping families thrive in Christ. The four legs of our chair, as I call them, the areas where we help the most people are marriage, parenting, the sanctity of life, and walking out your faith in the public square.
Amen to that. Well, Gary, you have an incredible story to share about your journey, like mine, from a time when I had very little faith to where I am today. Please share your story and how you found the Lord.
Thank you for this opportunity. I did not come, Art, from a church family. I grew up, I grew up like a wild weed. Not someone bad in the sense that I've done things that I should have been arrested for, but a boy and then a young man who had defective and inoperable moral and spiritual compasses. It's a common sad story, alcoholic, dishonest, devastated by the deaths of my mom and older brother before I was 30, unfaithful in relationships. And then I reached the end of myself, or more appropriately, God brought me to the end of myself. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior after a rehab stint. It was 1997.
Mm-hmm.
I was 32. I was saved in a secular newspaper newsroom in Palm Springs, California, where I worked as an editor. I've joked, only half jokingly, that my conversion was not quite as dramatic as Saul's conversion to Paul, but it was close.
That's powerful. Gary, I know that Focus on the Family does incredible work. But could you share a specific story you're especially proud of?
Yeah, I'll start by sharing some statistics. Every year we do a survey of our constituents. So in 2024, 292,000 people made decisions for Christ. 530,000 couples have built stronger marriages over the previous 12 months because of Focus's help. And 524,000 babies were saved through our Option Ultrasound program. But also right now, if folks go to focusonthefamily.com, our website, and look for Truth Rising, we have a documentary film called Truth Rising, which lays out the case that we are, as a civilization, Western civilization, facing a pivotal moment in our civilization. And the only way to overcome that is for Christians to stand boldly for truth. We'd be too arrogant if we said our civilization can't fall. Lots of civilizations have. History books are filled with civilizations that have passed from the scene. We don't want to be that kind of civilization. So this film, Truth Rising, helps people walk into their calling for truth and live that out in the public square. And you can see the film right now if you go to truthrising.com. And there's lots of resources we have there and at focusonthefamily.com about the movie.
Okay, you just mentioned focusonthefamily.com. So for our listeners to learn more about Focus on the Family, go to focusonthefamily.com. And Gary, is there also a toll-free number?
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways, right? There is focusonthefamily.com on the web, but you also can call us toll-free at 1-800-A-FAMILY. And what you get there is you can talk to a real person. It's not answered by a machine. You can talk to a real person. And one of the things that we offer is a free counseling session and counseling referrals if you have some troubles in your marriage, in your parenting, in your life that you need Christian help. Focus on the Family has been offering that help, as I said earlier, for 48 years now.
Well, that's great. Well, once again, you've been listening to Gary Schneeberger, Assistant to the President at Focus on the Family. And I want to thank you, Gary, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
My pleasure. Have a great day, Art.
Our topic today is accepting who we are. It's not hard for any of us to have moments when we wish something about ourselves or our lives was different. There's Judy, Judy is so likable and has no problem getting dates. But Mary wishes she was like Judy. And then there's John, who has the knack of whatever he gets involved in turns out to be a huge financial success. But Steve is disappointed because he is always struggling with his finances. These are true life situations and we all face them. But accepting who we are is trusting the Lord and knowing that no matter what we face, He is there to help us and get us through it. This can only happen through prayer. And for this reason, we must pray to Jesus at least once every day. And when we do, we must share with Him whatever is on our minds. If our prayers are sincere and consistent, meaning we don't just pray on it once, but as often as we can, in time, we will see differences in ourselves and our lives because the Lord will answer us through the words and actions of others. As Christians, we must all use prayer as our way of talking with Jesus as often as we can. We need to be thankful and appreciative of all we have and accept who we are. And remember to not just pray for ourselves, but to pray for others and their needs. So, as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once every day and ask Him to come into our hearts. Understanding how valuable prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a jazzy song called Water into Wine. When I wrote this song, I thought of the first miracle that Jesus performed, which was at the wedding in Cana. Please listen to the whole story now with my song, Water into Wine.
Oh,
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, accepting who we are, never get discouraged or allow ourselves to fall into the trap of not being happy because we don't like something about ourselves or our lives. Jesus is there for all of us 24/7, and that's all that matters. Learn to use prayer and reach out anytime we need and talk with Him about whatever is on our minds. If we do want to make a change in our lives or something about ourselves, share that with Jesus and let Him guide us. Trust in the Lord and always let Him lead the way. Accepting who we are is our way of letting the Lord know we do trust Him. Finally, the last song I am playing today is a song I wrote based on a metaphor. Please listen now to my song, God is Light.
Open your eyes, behold the beauty. God gave us sight for all of us to see. Open your hearts, feel them inside. The love, the care, the joy I cannot hide. Every good and perfect gift drops from Him above. From the Father of heavenly light, our Father who gives His love. God is like the light of salvation. God is like the child I fear. God is like the incarnation. God is like, for He is here. God is like my light and salvation. God is like, I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness of my life. I'm not afraid. God is light. Open your mind to the glory of God. See the light, the sun and the stars. Open your ears, hear all there is. Look to the light, I know it's Jesus. Every joy and kind good deed comes from Him above. The Father who gives us the light, our Father who gives His love. God is like my light, salvation. God is like the child I fear. God is like the incarnation. God is light. I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is light.
salvation.
God is life.
He is here.
God is life.
My light salvation.
God is life.
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is life.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. That's lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show, your profit.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Yes, Kindness Does Pay. I just dropped in to pick up a couple of items at my local grocery store. At the express checkout, the elderly lady in front of me could not work out how to pay. She spoke no English, and the checkout operator was trying to explain to her what to do. To no avail, I stepped in and said, I'll pay for her. It was only about $5. By this time, the manager had arrived. They checked my items through and then told me I had nothing to pay. I had already paid in kindness. My stuff came to over $30. Yes, kindness does pay. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Gary Schneeberger. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.